The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I want to talk about the metaphor of a seed for our practice. And it's used in many ways, this idea of a seed. But one of the things that's nice about it is that it's an organic process, that given the right conditions, a seed will germinate and grow. And it's a beautiful thing sometimes to see a plant grow. And one of the ways that the seed metaphor is used in Buddhism is that depending on what kind of seed you plant, you get a different kind of plant as a result. So if you plant hate, that'll grow into something that's characterized by hate. Or if you plant love as a seed, then something else than love will somehow flower in you. And what's beautiful, I think, about the notion of the seeds that you plant, a seed is just a kind of like a wish, an intention. A seed is not something that's actual yet. So even if you're not able to love, to have the wish to love is enough. That's the seed. And then something begins to maybe can germinate from that. If you have the wish to be awake, the wish to be free, to practice, that's the seed, and then things will grow from that. You don't have to be too... It's quite powerful to have a seed, the seed that you plant. So be careful with the seed that you plant. And that as the practice grows in people and develops, it's kind of like a seed that's germinating and a plant then that's growing. as opposed to something that you're engineering. It's not like you're an engineer or a carpenter and you get all your wrenches and tools and, you know, screws and you could, you know, and then you get the manual, the Buddhist practice manual, and then you kind of engineer your practice and get everything all set up just right, and you build your little structure of practice. And I think of Calvin and Hobbes. He was building a snow fort, right? And he was spent all this time building a snow fort with really high walls, and it was all done. This little snow fort. But he built in such a way that he was inside of it. And when he realized what he'd built, he was trapped. And he said, "Help!" You know, so if you kind of... you're engineering and putting together all the pieces too much. If you're taking too much responsibility for your practice, you might end up with help. But to nourish the seed, to allow for the growth of this thing to happen, is a lot of what the practice is about, just making space for... appreciating that you have the seed, appreciating you have some goodness, appreciating what's there, that what wants to grow, what wants to flower, what's your flowering. And at first, you might not know what it is, because most seeds, the way that they germinate in the dark, you know, underground, in the soil. So there's something, what's in you, you know, so don't be afraid of being in the dark night of the soul, the dark, you know. Something very powerful, important might be sprouting, especially if you planted a lot of seeds over your lifetime, good seeds. You don't know when things turn dark, the difficult, the despair, difficult times of life. Think of it as a dark time where something has a chance to germinate, and you don't know what that's going to be. When I was a young child, I went to visit my great-grandfather, and I still remember one of those little events then. And we were outside his little house, and there was a kind of a patio, cement patio or something. And in that patio, there was a crack in the cement. And in that crack, he showed me a plant was growing, little seed, plant was kind of growing up. And he expressed his awe at how this plant could be growing there in the middle of this cement walkway, that life finds its way and it grows up through this. And it's a very powerful metaphor for living in a life of concrete, a life of things where many things are maybe not so nice, not so good, that don't worry so much. If you manage to sprout your seed and it's growing, the plant is beautiful. And a focus of attention, sometimes it's more valuable to focus on the growth of the beautiful plant that you are than it is to focus on the fact that you just happen to have germinated, you know, in the asphalt. you know, in the cracks around you. You know. Sometimes we get blinded by what goes on around us. We're so concerned about the world around us, and you know, did we germinate in the right place? You know, maybe over the neighbor they have brick packed patio, and then here I just germinated in the cement patio. They got a better. I should have been over there. Who knows why your seed germinates where you are in your circumstance of your life? So many different circumstances. And to spend a lot of time worried about the circumstances in which your seed is growing is a kind of a waste of time. You have this great thing, this beautiful organic thing that's in your hearts within. They sometimes in Buddhism it's celebrated as bodhicitta. The literally means the thought of awakening, the impulse towards awakening, the impulse towards freedom, the impulse towards letting the good, the beautiful, kind of sprout and grow within you. So what is it that wants to grow in you? What wants to sprout? What wants to germinate? What wants to grow and flower? And what's your flower that's in you? Not the flower, what's the flower that doesn't require you to figure anything out, doesn't require you to have an intention, doesn't require you to learn anything. It's mostly requires you to listen and make space for what's in your heart, what's in here, what's you. And if it's not clear what that is, what your flower is, what your thing is, just remember that nothing sprouts in the light. Everything's, if a seed sprouts, to sprout in the dark. So you have to tend and care for that dark space until something begins to sprout inside of you. So may this practice of mindfulness be like the water that that flows into your heart, into your life, into you, so that your flower can blossom regardless of the particular place where you happened to sprout. Don't worry about the place. Just let the flower bloom and be a flower for others. And if you happen to have sprouted in the asphalt and the concrete runways and byways, maybe that's where you have the, maybe that's where you can benefit the world the most. And 55 years later, some kid will remember when he saw a beautiful flower, a real plant growing up out of the crack. How many flowers do you still remember that were in a big bouquet? Sometimes it's, you know, when something stands out that we notice it. So if your circumstances are difficult, maybe your flower will be more valuable for everyone.